When do you sleep?
Well, I tell you what, I always have a time set to go to sleep. And it's figured out, say, 8 hours before, 2 hours before I have to do something.
You say, and it doesn't matter where in the day.
2 hours before you go here, and then you say, I'm due here at 4 o'clock, I have breakfast at 2, and 8 hours before that. But then and again, when hours are changed, like when I have a daytime thing to do, that sort of louses me up, because, for instance, I got a 4 o'clock day today, and I had to get up at 2 o'clock, so that means I had to be in bed by 6. Well, you know, the late, late show doesn't always get off at 6.
You go to bed at 6 a.m.
Yeah, and then after I've decided to go to bed and I do my final things that I do sitting around, this is something I've had to do for all day or a couple of days, and suddenly at the last minute, just before you're getting ready to go to sleep, it comes to you what you're supposed to do. Then you have to get up and start writing.
You mean a composing, a song?
Something, yeah.
Yeah. And do they come at a certain time of day more than another time of day? Is that why your day is so reversed?
Well, it's a matter, I think, of getting a complete mental isolation. This, of course, you can't direct, unless you say it always comes at a time when you could use the sleep, maybe. But I never rebel against it. If I get the idea, it's more rewarding than the sleep.
Yes, it's introducing a quarter hour of music with Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra. Music from The Hurricane, 49th Street and Broadway in New York City. Lawrence Brown introduces the melody in this next one on the trombone, with Al Hibbler taking the lyrics. The tune, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
At 11:15 p.m. over Mutual's WR in New York, Duke Ellington was on the air with music from the famous Hurricane Nightclub on 49th Street and Broadway in New York City. The next day, the British Royal Air Force dropped a record 3,600 tons of bombs in a single raid on Germany, France, and Belgium. On Tuesday, April 11th, the Soviets took more northern territory in Crimea. German forces immediately began a withdrawal. That same day, the U.S. sunk a Japanese destroyer and a German submarine. As the calendar turned to mid-April, one thing was clear. The Allies were piling up victories, and the Axis powers knew they needed to do something to stem the turning tide of war. Although we now know that D-Day would happen in June, both sides knew a big invasion was coming. In the meantime, those people in Midtown Manhattan could dance and drink the night away. After all, tomorrow is never guaranteed.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tell the theme of anyone is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others, I haven't a chance to have been seen with someone. What does that mean? That I've been untrue, though we're apart. The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing.
It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got.
Music by one of America's foremost jazz composers and arrangers, Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra. Music from The Hurricane, 49th Street and Broadway in New York City. Your announcer, Alan Oak. This is Mutual.
That brings our look at Easter Sunday, 1944, to a close. But there was an important story within this episode, however, that we'll focus on in May.
Isaac Stern once said to me, he says, "You know, Jack, when you walk out in front of a symphony orchestra in white tie and tails and your violin, you actually look like one of the world's great violinists. It's a damn shame you have to play."
Next time on Breaking Walls, it's the spring of 1944, and Jack Benny's ratings are quietly slipping. His sponsor, General Foods, thinks he's in a slump. Benny gets mad and decides to change sponsors. Hear the full story behind the switch from General Foods to American Tobacco, the Benny Shows of the time, and how this change negatively affected Kate Smith, in ways the songstress couldn't have imagined just 12 months earlier. The reading material used in today's episode was Treadmill to Oblivion and Much Ado About Me by Fred Allen, Citizen Wells by Frank Brady, On the Air by John Dunning, Invitation to Learning by Martin Grams Jr., and Network Radio Ratings by Jim Ramsburg. On the interview front, Don Amici, George Balzer, Jack Benny, Conrad Binion, Hyman Brown, Joseph Cotton, Shirley Mitchell, Brett Morrison, Les Tremaine and Paula Winslow spoke with Chuck Shaden. Hear these full chats and many more from Chuck's outstanding career at speakingofradio.com. Jackson Beck, Edgar Bergen, and Hans Conried spoke to the late Dick Bertel and Ed Corcoran for WTIC's The Golden Age of Radio. Hear these interviews at goldenage-wtic.org. Ralph Bell and Hyman Brown spoke to Spurvac. For more info, go to spurvac.com. Jack Crucian and Shirley Mitchell spoke to Jim Bohannon in 1987. Jack Benny spoke with Jack Carney. Fred Allen spoke with Tex McCrary and Jinx Falkenberg. Parker Fennelly spoke with David S. Siegel. And Duke Ellington spoke to Dick Cavett. Selected music featured in today's episode was The Old Castle by Modest Mussorgsky and Violin Concerto in E Minor, Opus 64 by Felix Mendelssohn. Subscribe to Burning Gotham, the audio soap opera set in 1835 New York City. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts and at burninggotham.com. Special thank you to Ted Davenport, Jerry Hendigas, and Gordon Skeen. For Ted, go to radiomemories.com. For Jerry, visit otrsite.com. And for Gordon, go to passdaily.com. I'd also like to thank Walden Hughes and John and Larry Gassman of Spurvac. Listen to their shows on the Yesterday USA Radio Network. Breaking Walls, episode 151, will spotlight Jack Benny's 1944 slump and subsequent sponsor change. This episode will be available beginning May 1st, 2024, everywhere you get your podcasts and at thewallbreakers.com. In the meantime, give Breaking Walls a quick rating on whatever platform you listen. You can also join the Breaking Walls Facebook group at facebook.com/group/thewallbreakers. And support this show for as little as a buck a month at patreon.com/thewallbreakers. So until May 1st, my name is James Scully. This has been Breaking Walls episode 150, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Thank you very much.